Yeah, so that's interesting. Do you know how those stats compare across other European countries?
No, I don't know, but I would say it's really something. What I think that is really unique in the United States is that credit cards are so well introduced into to the market. I have no idea what the exact percentage is in the U.S., but in the United States, you can pay with your credit cards in McDonald's and in small shops.
Right.
You can pay with a credit card, whereas in Belgium and Holland, I have to say it's changing. Yeah? So it's evolving in the good direction, but we are still so many years behind. But I have no idea. But I would guess. I lived for 4 years in Germany. I would say that Germany is even worse regarding credit cards. And then France. In France, you have the carte bleue. So when you want to do business in France, you must accept carte bleue. It is and carte bleue. It's basically also it's the classical bank card that then is combined with like a home banking function. But that is a must if you want to do business in France, in my opinion, because that will be at least 60% of all payments will go through carte bleue. Because at the moment I'm setting up one of my businesses in France also. And so I needed absolutely a service that provided the carte bleue. And then other countries like Spain, Italy, I would say Spain credit cards even less. Italy, I have absolutely no idea. Then Central Europe like Poland and those countries. I also would expect that credit cards are still less because they, let's say, still have a quite recent Western history of now, let's say, 20, 25 years. So they still have a backlog towards the Western European countries in many things. So I think also in credit cards they still are a little bit behind in the use of credit cards on a regular basis. And then you have the Scandinavian countries. I really have no idea how that would be. And of course the UK. I think the UK is comparable with the
Yeah.
United States.
Right. No, that's great insight. So if you were, as we're looking at your site, like I pointed out a couple of things, the video, the opt-in, the long-form sales letter. So all of those have continued to work and perform across different cultures.
Exactly. Yeah.
Have you seen any small changes that you had to make to make those sort of things work better or fit the culture?
What I did with my Stop Smoking website is, but I think it's not unique. Well, maybe it's a little bit unique for Belgium because Belgium is for a lot of big companies also, by the way, it's a very often a test market. I don't know exactly the reason, but as far as I can remember, it is because Belgians are quite critical buyers or something like that. And so many big international companies, when they want to launch a new product, sometimes they test it out in Belgium to see how the public reacts to it. And so what I paid a lot of attention on my Stop Smoking website is credibility. So I had the luck and the opportunity to be interviewed by many radio stations, newspapers, television, and stuff like that. And so I refer a lot to those interviews and to those broadcasts and stuff like that to build up the credibility and the trust of people. Because I think that is one of the main things, even today, anywhere in the world to overcome, is you must win the trust and the credibility of your public. They really must feel when they go to your website, they really must feel that you are indeed the right party for them that can help them solve their problem or whatever the product is you're offering. So and maybe more in Belgium even than in Holland. I noticed that also that Dutch buyers buy easier than Belgian buyers. It's absolutely a fact.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think the proof is a big deal. When you mentioned earlier, we were talking about you thought that the U.S. is about 4 or 5 years ahead of some of the European countries here with internet usage and internet buying and just the comfort level. And what that brings up is in a pretty tremendous opportunity for anyone that's seeing what's selling well or what has sold well already. in the last couple of years, and where you have relatively low competition. I mean, now you said you have a lot of competition in the stop smoking world, and you've moved on to an even bigger marketplace, which is the fitness products mm-hmm. that you created with someone else, I believe.
Yeah.
And I think it opens up this really interesting just an opportunity where people can say, okay, well, I know fitness, and here's what's been working in fitness products in the U.S. online 3 years ago, 4 years ago, and I can just take this to certain European countries, and I think they could do incredibly well if they understand some of the distinctions. Do you want to talk about the fitness product a little bit?
Yes. So the fitness product is basically we made it together. It's with a friend of mine who is a personal coach, and she asked me some advice because I was already present on the internet and stuff like that, and she had absolutely no experience in that. And also she wanted to have some input because I'm also an NLP trainer, so she wanted to have some mental input because the product that she created was more like not just a diet book but more like a mental diet plan where you help people to change their habits, their eating habits, but also their life habits and just become healthier and in the process so that you don't have to diet anymore because nobody can maintain to follow a diet, and that's the reason why most diets fail. So that's about the product. Then the market for that, I think, yeah, that there still is. That there's a lot of competition already in that market. If you type in the classical words in the Dutch market, you have like 2-3 pages of Google ads that show up. So there is already quite some competition. But compared to the U.S., I think it's still much less than in the United States. Also because, of course, in the United States, you talk about 230, 240 million people. And if you look at the Dutch market that we're talking about now, so that's Belgium, Flanders in Belgium and Holland, you talk maximum about, let's say, 20 million people. So it's a big difference in numbers. If I look at the countries around me here in Belgium, like France and Germany, I think what I learned from my Google AdWords company that I work with, that is that also click prices in France and Germany are already higher than in Belgium and Holland, but still compared to the U.S., we are still like what they told me, like 25% lower cost per click than in the U.S., for example. And then, of course, it will vary on the markets, of course.
Well, so, I love, when we talked about the other fitness site, I really love the design of it because it was just fresh and very very colorful and exciting. What is what's that domain name for people?
That is, it's a long name. Huh? It's wegmetdiekilos.com. It's a W-E-G from giraffe, D-E-K-I-L-O-S.com.
Okay, and what does that translate to?
It means get rid of the extra kilos that you have on your body, basically. Get rid of the kilos. And the product. I'm sorry.
Spell that one more time, Eric. I didn't.
So it's W.
Yeah.
E from Eric, the G from geography, the D from door, the E from Eric, the K from kilo, the I from Isaac, the L from Lima, the O from Oscar, the S from Sierra.com.
Okay. All right, great. And then this, so, when you check out this site, this has a very interesting, different feel to it than the Stop Smoking site. It's colorful. You have the apple there, the scale, the bright colors, the picture of the woman there with the before and after, and then at the same time it's you got a little bit of the sales letter, and then when you go and you click on one of the links, which I guess is Get Started or
yeah, exactly. Then you come to the opt-in page, and that is some adaptation that I had to do because of the Google slap that they don't like or allow opt-in pages anymore as a landing page. So that's why I put the first page of the sales letter in front of the opt-in page, and with the very funny result that the conversion ratio even went up.